Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joe Barker. JoeBarker.com is the website. Please follow him. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Also, give us the other website, Joe. It just left me.
Starthrower.com.
Starthrower.com is what I'm trying to say. Starthrower.com, that's where the films are, folks. You want to check those out as well. Hey, Joel, and by the way, folks, don't forget Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. If I can get you to buy that book, you will thank me later. Hey, Joel, one of the things you did many years ago, and folks, this is what Joel has done. He's brought us things that were cresting over the horizon, that were still ideas, still in the research phase. And over the last 16 years, many of those things, like 3D printing and others, have not only come to pass, but they're ubiquitous. Graphene is another one of those stories. So you've got another graphene story to tell us about some useful things coming at us.
Well, in a sense, Jim, we have this little tradition that we have, which is every month or so we bring up graphene again, because it is a developing concept. And this is the one that's really important because of what it does. Rice University, God bless them. They are ahead of everybody in the world in this stuff, has been looking for ways to use graphene. And so they said, first of all, let's look for a source that is kind of atypical. And I said, I wonder if we could use old castaway automobile tires. Mm-hmm. You know, there are mountains of these things around the world.
Well, it's a crisis almost. I mean... And not only because they're there, but they also harbor mosquitoes. Go ahead.
Harbor mosquitoes, and when they set on fire, they're almost impossible to put out.
Yep.
So we have all those issues. So anyway, they said, I wonder if we could do something with graphene using the carbon from the tires. So they had to do a two-step process. So they had to basically use some pyrolysis to loosen up the carbon. But then they took that carbon and hit it with their specialty, which is this 5,000 degree temperature Fahrenheit flash heater that turns standard carbon into graphene. And so they took the tires, turned it into graphene.
Can I stop you for a second, Joel? I want to remind people, folks, graphene was in tires before we knew there was something called graphene. Right, Joel? This is a fairly new discovery, graphene, right?
Graphene is a fairly new discovery, they actually converted the carbon to graphene in the tires. It wasn't graphene before. But the point I want to make is, they said, what do we use it for? They said, let's put it in concrete and see what it does for concrete. So they put in 0.1% of the working weight of the concrete. After it hardened, they tested it for compressibility. It was 30% stronger.
Wow. And probably a little more flexible.
I don't know about that, but only 0.1% of the added weight caused that. And so think about taking a highway and having a highway equal to what it is with 30% less concrete. Concrete is a big purveyor of CO2, of CO2. So you lose the CO2, you lock up the graphene, you make the driving safer because the roads are stronger. So we're using something that was trash, the tires.
Right.
Thank you,
Rice University. Not just trash, but a problem trash.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Trash and a problem trash. And all of a sudden, those tire piles look like resources instead of liabilities.
This is all part of the sustainability movement that we all, that I'm in favor of as well. Sustainability. Doing, as my friend Bruce Piasecki says, doing more with less.
Yep. And using it again and again and again. And that's the other one, the circular economy.
Right.
It is coming, and graphene will be a big part of it.
It's happening. And I mean, nobody can be against this. I mean, there's no reason to be against something like this, folks, because it's good for us. And as you know, I'm We're all interested in making sure our welfare is maintained as well. Hey, Joel, this has just been awesome. Thank you so much for the great reporting. It's so much fun to see another report on how graphene is being used. Will you come back soon?
I sure will.
We've enjoyed having you. JoelBarker.com, ladies and gentlemen. Please check him out. Read his stuff. I can't tell you how knowing what his thinking has helped me over the last 30 years. And don't forget the book. I'm still one of my favorite books in my entire library, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. It's a film, too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.